February is the month of love, and the Queen of Hearts is always your best friend. Hi, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Inventory is good. Our pricing, even better. We have sweetheart deals all month for both our locals and our winter visitors. Be a Valentine. Come see us at Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City and let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Call us at 760-324-3651 or visit us at www.mikethompson.com.
At Desert Care Network, we're a medical community with the highest respect for science, but we're also a family community with a healthy respect for compassion, which means that advanced robotic surgeries are always followed by unmistakably human aftercare. Experts will analyze your numbers, but never treat you like one. And every hospital visit is always more than hospitable, which just may be the best medicine of all. Desert Care Network, a community built on care. Find a physician at desertcarenetwork.com.
Joey English here. Besides wearing red and eating chocolate, I love a great bargain. No place better than Revival's Palm Springs Cathedral City in Palm Desert, where I can practice Joey's drop and shop strategy. When I've got gently used items someone else might like, I drop them at Revival's. That's when the fun really begins because I get to shop. All Revival stores are clean and well organized, so I can do my treasure hunting. Staff and volunteers couldn't be more helpful. Every time I drop a donation of gently used items to Revival's, every time I shop and buy at Revival's, I'm helping to benefit the great work at Desert AIDS Project here in the Coachella Valley. Think about Joey's drop and shop strategy. Try it out at Revival's. It's the wonderful volunteers who make shopping at Revival's so special. Their service is really another way of donating by helping Desert AIDS Project meet the healthcare needs of our community. Ask for more information about volunteering at any Revival's.
Coronavirus, or COVID-19, has made us the kind of hotspot we don't want to be. Stay home to limit your exposure while helping to keep others safe. Stay home and save a life. If you're a Desert Oasis Healthcare member and think you may have symptoms of COVID-19, please call us first at 760-969-6555 before coming to any of our medical locations. Visit mydoac.com for updates.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Oh, okay, Joey pals. Charlie Dyer always puts together the Joey English mystery songs. What you want? Lindsay's over there singing and grooving. She's up on the table. She's dancing. Oh, a little respect. Who is that?
Aretha Franklin.
That would be Aretha. We did good with no clues, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Thanks, Charlie. Always starts my day off good when I get part of it. Okay, Joey pals, here we go. The My D-O-H-C, I call it the medicine cabinet. And we welcome back to our microphones in our 50th week of pandemic.
Oh, wow.
I can't really call it the shelter in place because a lot of that is lifting, but it is 50 weeks of this conversation.
I feel so honored to be here on the 50th week.
What did you get us, right? What is that, silver?
Yes, I think that's silver.
Anniversary. Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela joins us from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
I was kidding you before we started. My Band-Aid is over 2 weeks old from my second shot on the, what was it, the 10th of February. Oh, is that, yeah, that's... No, that's just 1 week from this week, isn't it? The 10th of February, today's the 20th. 10 days. But my Band-Aid is...
We've got good quality materials at Desert Oasis.
I'm telling you, I don't want to pull that off. That's going to hurt. I was at dinner last Wednesday night, actually, for Lalo Tachikin's birthday at Maracas. And we were all talking about our shots. And it was cold outside, and we were whining, and... They brought two heaters over, and I was lifting up my shirt, And they all said, why are you still wearing that bandage? And I said, because it's really on there. Look, it's not coming up
no,
at all.
No, it's very well on there. I'd be afraid too.
Yeah. I'm just hoping it'll come off in the shower some morning or in the night, and I don't know it. So tell us how we're doing with everything, dear Lindsay.
Well, I think from what I looked at the county today, it seems a bit better. Getting closer to that 25 per 100,000 case rate mark. Why that's really important is we have to be just under 25 for the elementary schools to be allowed to open.
25 per every 100,000.
That's correct.
Wow. How close are we?
Last I checked, we were at 28.8.
Oh, that's good.
It's really close, and it's a lot closer than we have been.
And I can't think of any reason for it to go up right now. We don't have a big holiday or a, you know, something to cause everybody to congregate in a disrespectful manner.
I think we're getting so far from Christmas that yes, it's been helpful. And New Year's, we have Easter coming up,
oh,
so
that's true.
We still have to make sure that if we're going to do anything, we do it outside. Luckily, Easter should be lovely.
April 4th.
Yes.
Okay, so the county is doing, our numbers with the county are better.
They are better. And it looks like, from what I'm hearing from the county, we're supposed to be getting more vaccine allocated to the county, which means that we're going to see more of it with us.
Good.
Blue Shield is actually getting involved with the vaccine distribution portion for California.
What does that mean?
Well, I think what it means is they wanted to have some sort of oversight from an organization that is used to providing care for large swaths of the population. And what's really exciting about this partnership with California is Blue Shield's going to be looking very closely at areas that may have been hardest hit by COVID-19 infections.
Geographical areas.
Okay. And those areas are also the places where we've had the most difficulty vaccinating.
Oh, really?
And many of those in Riverside County are located here in the Coachella Valley.
Ouch.
Yes. So if you think about how vaccines are being allocated through the county, it requires you to get online, have quick fingers to sign on and get yourself an appointment. And if you don't have that ability or the resources, a computer, a smartphone, then it's more difficult for you to get access to vaccines. So the focus is really going to be East County, some of our other zip codes within Coachella Valley that have really been hard hit. So I think it's going to be exciting. We're waiting for a little more information as it relates to us. But we've been really working hard with our Indio clinic to vaccinate our East Valley population. And many of you are aware that the East Valley really was hit hard with cases and deaths over the last year.
We had a lot of those folks come into our hospitals here in the West Valley because JFK and those places were overwhelmed in the beginning.
Absolutely. JFK was never designed to take on the same volume of patients that Desert Regional can take
on. And Eisenhower, right?
Exactly. So, yes, I think we've felt that throughout the valley. You know, as a community, we take care of everybody, but we need to do the same as it comes to vaccination for the East Valley.
Okay. Are you having, kind of turn the page, that's one aspect of the population. Other than that, are you vaccinating lots of people? Are they eager to get it?
Oh my goodness, Joey. They are so excited to get the vaccine.
Good.
And we've been getting allocations from the county each week. The last 2 weeks, we've received enough to vaccinate around 1,200 people on the west side.
A day?
No, a week.
Okay. 1,000 to 1,200 a week.
On both sides of the valley. So,
okay.
You know, a little over 2,000 people in the valley a week. So that's been an increase for us, and it is not enough to meet the demand. We still have people calling, really wanting the vaccine, and we just have to let them know we are going to call you as soon as we have the supply.
Gosh. Okay, so I've had my two vaccines for 10 days now.
Yes.
Am I fully, what am I?
Well, I think for you, it's almost closer to, is it 10 days or is it 2 weeks?
It's from the second shot was February 10th. Today's February 20th.
20th.
Right.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yes. So you are pretty close. We're estimating about 2 weeks for full efficacy.
Okay.
But I mean, you're right there.
Okay. And then what? I can't get it. I still have to wear my mask, of course.
Everybody who in your position who's been vaccinated fully really should continue to do the same things that you've been doing before vaccination. Be sure to socially distance, wear your mask, you know, stay at home when you can. And you can still get COVID-19. It's rare,
okay,
but it still can happen. What they've shown is that from those people who have been fully vaccinated,
that would be me,
the deaths have not occurred. So your risk of death, your risk of severe disease is far lower.
Okay, here comes our first Joey question. A Joey pal said, oops, I turned the page. If I've been vaccinated both shots of the Pfizer, do I still have to get tested for COVID?
If you show symptoms of COVID-19, you still should be tested.
Okay. Good answer. Ready for another one?
Oh, yes.
I love this one. What are tongue symptoms?
So there has been some reports of COVID tongue. And really what that is tongue inflammation and some cracking around the tongue and discomfort. And, you know, that could be related to a number of different things. We know that COVID-19 itself causes a lot of inflammation, and that can happen in any tissue.
I have never heard about tongue symptoms of any kind, unless, I just can't. What can you think of?
When I think of tongue symptoms, sometimes I think of irritation to medications.
Something, or dental procedures, or
absolutely.
Numbness or something, but... So I guess that's not a funny question. It makes sense.
It does make sense. I haven't heard it as being the most common side effect of COVID-19, but I have heard it to exist.
Our listeners listen to you, darling. Here's one. Layering the blue masks. What does that mean? Is that I didn't write, is that good or bad? I just wrote, someone said, should we be layering the... Oh, those blue masks are the thin little ones, aren't they?
Yes. So... layering of masks is something that's now been recommended if possible, and in certain circumstances by the CDC. And that's really because we're starting to see a number of variant COVID-19 viruses, and they are more transmissible, meaning they're easier to give to somebody else.
But aren't those blue masks the thinner ones?
The blue masks are surgical masks.
Yes.
Those are disposable, and they're three layers, which is good, but they're only about 60% effective. Most of that is because they don't form to your face. So the recommendation is if you're going to wear a blue surgical paper mask, wear a cloth mask that is very well fitting over it.
Over it.
And what that does is it tightens over your face to close those gaps around your mouth and your nose.
Gotcha. See, these people know what they're asking, don't they? I'm making fun of them. I shouldn't be. Okay, last question before we go to the break. Is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine only available for emergencies?
So I think what this is referring to is emergency use authorization.
Oh.
And that's what I imagine it's being the question is, because currently Moderna and Pfizer are approved by the U.S. under an emergency use authorization, which means they're not fully FDA approved.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
It's a lot like bamlanivimab.
Oh, I can say that. Wait, I've been practicing. Bamlanivimab.
Good job.
I did it.
That's the best one I've heard.
Yes, I'm not doing it again. Okay, so I'm sorry. Pfizer and Moderna.
And Johnson & Johnson has applied for that emergency use authorization. It's being reviewed currently, and they haven't approved it yet. But it looks like they will. The results out of their trials have been very good.
Explain to me when you say that Pfizer and Moderna are not fully approved by the FDA. Do I know what that means?
Well, FDA approval usually comes with a large volume of data that's done over a certain amount of time.
Okay.
The vaccines just didn't have enough time to gain that kind of authorization. So they're under emergency use, which says...
see.
In a pandemic situation, these have shown to be effective enough for us to put them out to the public because of a public health risk.
Got it. Okay, I'll be smarter on the other side. If you're near your phones, Joey Pals, here comes some presents for you.